Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 8th chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this parak as well, the Rambam will continue to discuss which people are allowed to eat truma and which people are not. Halacha Aleph, Ha'uber va'yabam va'irisin va'cheresh u'ben teisha shanam yom echad poslin v'lamachilin. These people all prevent a woman from being able to consume truma, but they do not enable her to consume truma. And these are an unborn child, a yavam, the act of betrothal, somebody who's a deaf mute, and a child who's just 9 years old in one day. Again, each of them are able to prevent a woman from consuming truma, but they don't enable her to consume truma. The Rambam will go through each of these, so I will leave them undefined for now. Halacha Beis, Ha'uber Ketzad, with regards to an unborn child, how is that possible? Bas Yisrael Hamubaris Mikoin, Lo Tocha B'Shvela Uber. If there's a daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who is pregnant from a Kohen, that will not enable her to consume truma because of the child. Ubas Kohen who embarrass me Israel, Asur lechom of Neuber. However, in contrast, the daughter of a Kohen who's pregnant from a regular member of Klal Yisrael is forbidden to consume truma because of that unborn child. Shneimar's Pasuk states, Veshava al beis avia kinureha, pra lemubaris. Pasuk says that she'll go back to her father's home as she had been when she was still just a young girl. This comes to exclude a woman who's pregnant. Halacha Gimel, Bas Kohen Sheba alei Yisrael, if there was a daughter of a Kohen who had relations with a regular member of Klal Yisrael, we don't have to be concerned maybe she had become pregnant. Rather, she can immerse in the mikvah and consume truma that evening. If she had been married to a member of Klal Yisrael and then her husband had died, in that case, she's able to immerse in the mikvah and consume truma that evening up until 40 days. If, however, it becomes apparent that she's pregnant, so then from the 40th day onward, if she consumes truma, she's done something wrong retroactively. During the first 40 days, though, nothing wrong had been done because the fetus at that stage, when it's just that small zygote, is not considered to be something significant. It's just as if it's water, and thus it does not make her forbidden to consume truma. Halacha Dalet. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen umeis v'nicham uberes lo yochlu ava deha v'truma v'shvil ha'uber shehayulud hu shemachal she'eno yolud eno machal. A girl who's a daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who was married to a kohen, and the kohen had died and left her pregnant, so her servants are not allowed to consume truma because of the unborn child. Why? Because it's specifically when a child's been born that they are able to cause the servants to consume truma. But when they are still unborn, then they are not able to. Lefikach, im ha'yuber chalal, eino posal avadim, el ochlo maglal echav hakshirim, adji vali ze hachalal, yasru avadim melechal. Accordingly then, if the child that's been unborn but impregnated is a chalal, then in that case, he does not disqualify the slaves from consuming truma. They're still able to consume because of his brothers, who are valid kohanim, until this chal is born, and at that stage, these servants, these slaves, will be unable to consume the truma. Halacha hey, going back to the list at the beginning of the parak, hayavam ketzad, with regards to a yavam, what do we mean by that? Ba'as Yisrael has kukal yavam kohen, lo tocha, shneimar, b'kohen ki yikne nefesh, zedayin lo kana. If there was the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who had this connection of yibam, of needing to do levered marriage to a kohen, that's not going to enable her to consume truma, because the pasuk says specifically a kohen, when he will establish this relationship with this person, and in this case he has not yet established that relationship. Ubas kohen has a kuka liyisrael asur b'nei yivama. However, in contrast, the daughter of a kohen who has this connection between her and this yavam, who's a regular member of Klal Yisrael, she's forbidden because of him. Shneimar's pasuk says b'shava el beis avia kinureha prat l'shomeres yavam. Again, the pasuk had said that she'll go back to her father's house as she had been when she was young, and that comes to exclude a woman who has this connection of yibam between her and the yavam. Halacha vav, yavam kohen shebal yivimto ba'ones o b'shkaga o she'arava v'lo gamar afal pi shekna kemo shebi'arna b'helchus yibam eino ma'achila b'truma ad shivo b'ila gemura b'ratzon. If a yavam who has a kohen had relations with his yavama, either by force or inadvertently, or he had had the first stage of penetration but had not completed it, then in that case, he has established this relationship. He's acquired her as a wife. As Rav has explained earlier, Mishnah Torah, with regards to Yibam, However, he nonetheless is not able to enable her to consume truma until he has relations fully and with consent. Why is that true? That's when she had become widowed from a state of only being betrothed to her first husband. However, if she had been fully married to the first husband, since she had been able to consume truma already, so then in that case, she's able to consume truma with regards to this particular act of relations, even though it wasn't the full standard one. Halacha Zayin, Harrison Ketzad. Going again back to the beginning list, what does it mean with regards to the act of betrothal? Bas Kohen Shnis Arsel Yisrael, Asur Lechol Shere Yishlo Ba Kinyan. The daughter of a Kohen, who had been betrothed to a regular member of Klal Yisrael, she's already at that stage forbidden to consume truma because he already has established this relationship on some level. He's already made an acquisition. Ubas Yisrael Shnis Arsel the Kohen, Lo Tochal, Achit Tchonis Lechapa, Shematach Levnei Beis Aviha, Kemoshi Rano. However, the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael, who's been betrothed to a Kohen, should not consume truma until she's been fully married to him. The concern is, as Ram has already explained, because she might take some of this truma and give to her father's household to consume it, and they are unable to consume truma. Lachaches, Yisrael she'amar lekohenes, harei amukdeshes li achar shloshim yom. Harei zu ocheles betruma kol ha'shloshim shadai lo nizarsa. If a regular member of Klal Yisrael had said to the daughter of a Kohen that you should be betrothed to me after 30 days, so then during those 30 days, she's still allowed to consume truma, because that kedushin hasn't yet taken effect. Then Amar La, Hari Amikudeshus Limi Akshav Ula Akhar Shloshim Yom. If, however, in contrast, he had said, you should be betrothed to me from now and after 30 days, Hari Zu Asur Lachom Yat, she's immediately forbidden to consume truma. V'chein Shar Tanam Kiyot Bezeh. And so too, with regards to any other condition which is similar to this. Halchates, going back to the list again, Hachirish Ketzad, what does it mean with regards to somebody who's a deaf mute? Kohenes Shinis Aisli Yisrael Chirish, Lo Tochal, Shari Kona Betakanas Cham Shetik Milo Nesuan. If there's a daughter of a Kohen who's been married to a regular member of Klal Yisrael who's a deaf mute, she shouldn't consume truma because he's married her, he's established this connection to her on a rabbinic level, who were the ones who had created for him this possibility of having marriage. Ubas Yisrael shenizis l'kohen chirish lo tochal, she'eno kohen min haTorah, she'eno ben das. However, in contrast, the daughter of a regular member of Klal Yisrael who's married a Kohen, and thus her relationship is only one which is rabbinic in nature, she should not consume the truma, because she has not really established this relationship with him on a Torah level, because he's not somebody who's considered to be a ben das, somebody who has the mental wherewithal to establish a relationship as this. Halacha Yud. This arsel kohen pikeach lo hispik l'kansa ashen ischarish ein ochales. If the woman had been betrothed to a kohen who was normal, and then afterwards, before she had a chance to be fully married, he had become a deaf mute, in that case, she's not allowed to consume truma. Meis v'nef l'tnei yavam chirish. If he had died, and then she had fallen to be in a state of needing Yibam to a brother, to a Yavam, who was himself a deaf mute, and then he did the act of Yibam to her, she's not allowed to consume Truma. However, if she had married the Kohen fully, when he was a regular person, and then after their marriage, he had become a deaf mute, in that case, she is allowed to consume Truma. In that case as well, if the husband were to die, and then she were to fall into a state of needing Yibam to a brother who is a deaf mute, and he does Yibam, she's still allowed to consume Truma because she had been allowed to initially when she had been married fully to his brother. And with regards to the wife of somebody who is a deaf mute, who then gives birth to a child from him, in that case, she's allowed to consume truma because of the child that she has now from him. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ventei Shana V'Yom Echad Ketzad. The last item in the list in the beginning of the parak. A child who's 9 years old in one day. What does that mean? Misha Nivala La Asrla. Who Ventei Shana V'Yom Echad. Hol B'Yaso Bia Nifsala Min Akuna. V'Asur Melech Ha'Truma. Misha Nasi Zizona Ochala Kamoshi B'Arne. Afilu Haya Shachav. If the daughter of a Kohen had relations with somebody who she was forbidden to, and that person was 9 years old in one day, so since his act of relations counts as an act of relations, once he's of that age, then she's been disqualified from the kahuna, and she's forbidden, therefore, to consume truma, because she's defined halakhically as a zona or a chalala, as the Rama has already explained. And this is even if the child was not erect at that time. He was unable to really have relations with her in the normal fashion. Nonetheless, once penetration on some level has been achieved, then it's defined as an act of relations, and the woman is no longer allowed to consume truma. Ubas Yisrael shenisis with koin ben teisha shanam yom echad. Afal pisha biyaso biya. Eino chalas bishvil akatan. Lafisha eino kona ad shiagdil. In contrast, daughter of a regular member of Klai Yisrael, who had married a Kohen who was just 9 years old on one day, even though the act of relations is one which is defined as an act of relations, she nonetheless is not able to consume Truma because of this child, because he is not able to fully marry her until he becomes an adult. Safek shu ben teisha shanam yom echad, safek sheino, if it's a case of doubt whether he was 9 years old on one day or not, nisayis the ben shalosh esrei shana yom echad, safek shevi shtei saros, safek shelo havi, or a different case of uncertainty. If she had been married to somebody who's 13 years old in one day, but it's unclear whether or not he's reached the stage of puberty in the sense that he's had two pubic hairs grow or not, in that case, harizu asur lechol. In case of uncertainty, she is forbidden to consume truma. Halach yod beis. Kol elu kishem she'in machinim b'truma shel Torah, kach in machinim b'truma shel derayim, gzeira shema yachilanu b'shel truma. In all of these cases, just as they are not able to allow the woman to consume truma on a Torah level, they are also not able to allow her to consume truma on a rabbinic level, because there's a concern that if she has them, she might come to also have truma of a Torah level. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ve'elu lo poslim b'machin. Now the following ones are people that are not able to disqualify her from having truma, and they're also not able to enable her to have truma. Ha'ones mafata fashot shnas isha. Somebody who had raped the girl, somebody who had seduced her, or somebody who is not mentally competent. Elim Kane, Haisa Asur Lahen, Shehane Postlanosa, Baviasam, Vimnationasi Zona, Vahalala, Koshavardim. However, it should be noted that if she is forbidden to them, then in that case, they'll disqualify her from having Truma just through the act of relations, not because of who they were in particular, because in that case, she'd become a Zona or Halala, as Narhan has already explained. Lachi Yadalat. Mishinases the Kohen Shota, Osha Anasosa, Osha Pitosa Kohen, Vyolda, Ocheles Bishvil Bina. If a woman had been married to a Kohen who is not mentally competent, or she'd been raped or seduced by a Kohen, and then she had a child through one of these people, in that case, she's able to consume truma because of the child that she has. Even though, ultimately, this is something which is uncertain, because it was done without the confines of marriage, and therefore, maybe she had become impregnated from somebody else, nonetheless, the child is presumed to be from the one who had a relationship with her. This is assuming there hadn't been any rumor about her with some other person. Everybody's speaking about her in this one coin. Similarly, a daughter of a coin who had relations with a regular member of Klai Yisrael who was not mentally competent, who had raped her or seduced her, and then she was impregnated from him. In that case, she's not able to consume truma because of this child. Even though she was a kohenes, she's still not able to have truma. However, if the child is killed, is aborted, in that case, she is allowed to have truma. Halacha Tezvav. Ish ish shabal la edei kinoi veedei stira. Harizu asur lechov truma ad shetishta me'amar b'nei shei sabik zona. A woman who was married to a kohen, and then witnesses come in saying that the husband had issued a warning that she not seclude herself with a particular individual, and then there are witnesses who say that she indeed secluded herself with that particular individual. In that case, she's forbidden to consume truma until she drinks the waters of the sota, because there's a concern that she might be a zona. Meis baila kodem sheyashkena, osheisa min anashim she'enan shozos, v'lo nolos ksuba. If her husband had died before she had a chance to be given to drink from these waters, or she was one of the women who is not supposed to drink, nor does she receive her ksuba, harizu asur lechov truma l'olam. In that case, she's forbidden to have truma ever again. V'chol eishes kohen she'amra tmeani, harizu asur lechov truma. And so too, any woman who's married to a kohen, who states that she has acted in an adulterous fashion, in that case, she's forbidden to consume truma. Halacha tetzayin, the final halacha in the parak. Ketana bas Yisrael, sheneses l'kohen, shelo midas avia, bein b'fnei avia, bein shelo b'fanav, af pisha kitcha avia, ein ocheles b'truma. If there was a minor, a young girl, who was the daughter of a regular member of Klai Yisrael, who had married a kohen without her father's consent, whether it was in his presence or not in his presence, even though afterwards the father had indeed betrothed her to this individual, she nonetheless is not allowed to consume truma. She'en micha te'asa zara l'mafreya. Because if he were to have objected, she would retroactively become somebody who was unfit to consume truma as a non-kohen. V'zasharoa v'shosek, and as for why he had seen and he had been caught silent, he hadn't said anything, kois hu l'fisha nisei shlozato. That was because he was just seething with anger because she had gotten married without his consent. Have a wonderful day.